Blog Talk Radio.
Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, May 22nd. And tonight we're going to take a little break from our politics and our current events. And we're going to chat with a really good friend down in South America, Juanjo Casal. He's a musician and he lives in that wonderful little country of Uruguay. And I say that because some of you may not remember from a geography class. So I'm going to give you a little geography review. But of course, Uruguay is between Argentina and Brazil, this lovely little country down there, right next to Rio de la Plata, separated the city of Buenos Aires, Argentina, separated from Montevideo by Rio de la Plata. It's a beautiful little country. It has a tremendous tradition in music with tango. It also is similar to Texas in this respect. They like beef, just like we like beef. And, you know, we have a big cattle industry, of course, in Texas. We have a lot of cows and a lot of bulls here in Texas, and they have their own too. I mean, it's a very important industry for them down there. So today we're going to meet my friend Juanjo Casal, who's a musician. He's been playing for a long time, and you know, in trying to select a song that I wanted to play for you as we bring on our friend Juanjo into the program, I was looking through some of his material, and I found one that I really loved. It's called El Sol Brilló. This is a song from one of their albums called Emigrantes. And what really touched me about this song is the fact that it's very soulful. You know, you listen to this song and you can tell that somebody's singing to you. So we're going to hear a little bit of it. El Sol Brilló from my good friend Juanjo Casal.
Se fue esa magia eterna, me llevé mucho más de vos. Miro el mar y no te encuentro, ya no estás en mi pensamiento. Un nuevo sol brillará. Ahora sé, mi vida sigue, tenemos y seguimos un camino para recorrer. Y si algún día estás cansado, no te olvides de llevar aquello que quedó guardado en tu corazón y brillar.
Well, and now we get this absolutely beautiful arrangement here in the middle of the song. We're going to hear more of it later, but this absolutely lovely arrangement with the guitar. And I'm telling you, this is really a song that I know that if you don't understand Spanish, you may not be able to understand the lyrics. I understand that. But the arrangement will touch you, will touch you. That's what I said. It was very soulful, and that's what I love about it. Let me say hello from Texas all the way down to Uruguay. My good friend Juanjo Casal. How are you, Juanjo?
Hello, Silvio. How nice talking to you, to be in your show, in your program. This is really, really, really nice for me and for all the band. I'm very pleased. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and it's really a great honor for me. I should explain to the audience that you and I have been virtual friends, as they say, for the last year or so.
Yeah.
We've been together on Facebook. And by the way, let me say hello to Denise. Hello, Denise. How are you, Denise? She's such a wonderful lady.
Okay.
And
hello,
don't you think she is? Don't you think she's a great lady? I think she is. And so hello,
yeah,
Denise.
She's a great lady.
You know, there's that song that, I don't know if you remember, there's a song by Randy and the Rainbows called
Yes.
Doobie-doo, doobie-doo. Oh, doobie-doo, doobie-doo. Denise, I love you. That song. So we're gonna play that song for you. But anyway, she's a wonderful lady. And
that's for her.
That was for her. And that was the, she's kind of like the heart of the group. But we've been meeting like this, and now that you have some big news for your group coming up, a big concert, a big anniversary, I wanted to have you on. But why don't we begin, as they say, at the very beginning? You obviously got into the music for, you know, like a lot of people do. So what inspired you to be a musician? That's usually everybody has a certain inspiration. So what inspired you to be a musician?
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know. Basically, when I was young, very young, like very young, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, I used to love music. I don't know why. I wasn't conscious of it, but I used to. I noticed that it was very easy for me to follow a tune. I have some cousins that used to hear music, like, and used to dance with music, and I used to hear that music. That was about 1960s music, perhaps late 50s, because they were older than me, you know, and they used to dance with that. And they impressed me really, because I realized immediately that was something passionate for me, completely, you know, like was a passion for me, you know. And then after, immediately when I was 10 years old or 12, with 12 years old, I make my first band with I was part of a band with another cousin, and we were four, and we had our first gig. And by that time, at 10 years old, I had a German friend that used to live in front of my house, my parents' house. And we used to go there to his house, and his mother and father, they from Germany too, they used to come down. They came down and they brought him, Rubber Soul and Revolver and Sgt. Pepper Soul, records from England and from Germany. And we used to listen to them in a Grundig or dual audio system. And I was completely amazed of what I was hearing. And then by that time, the music was Herman Hermits, Beatles and all that, and many others, Zombies and, you know. And I loved music, and then I started to try to learn to play guitar. And that was it, you know, it was really something that I realized that was my life immediately.
Right.
I recall,
well,
and I remember those days very happy, very
mm-hmm.
with every time I think about it, nowadays, I have two kinds of feelings. One is
right.
That I can tell that was great, that happened to me immediately. I realized that. And the other one is I miss those times, those lovely
yes.
times when life was ahead, you know.
That's right. Well, you picked some very good albums to be influenced by. Rubber Soul. I think Rubber Soul, in my opinion, is the best of all the Beatle albums. That's my favorite.
Yeah, perhaps you're
Soul.
Right.
Now, you may not realize this, but there's two versions of Rubber Soul. There was one version that we got in the United States. Yeah, there's one version
that
we got in the... Yeah, and then there was one version that came out in the UK and Europe. So when I was growing up, you know, when I was in school, I had a friend from England who came to visit, and he brought his copy of Rubber Soul, and I said, well, some of these songs are different, but There's only like three or four songs that are different, but it's still the same album.
You told me that. I heard that, you know, through you about a couple of months ago. But the version I heard was in Uruguay, we used to receive the European ones.
And I know many people in South America did, but the what happened in the United States is that Rubber Soul and Revolver were different than the ones in the UK, and they released an album in between called Yesterday and Today, which sort of put some of the songs that so it was really in the United States they had three albums, and in England they had two, but nevertheless they were all absolutely great. And Rubber Soul is, in my opinion, their best, because I just think it has wonderful songs like, you know, In My Life and Norwegian Wood and Michelle. And I just think that those are absolutely great. Now, just one quick thing about Rubber Soul, since you got me talking about it. In the United States, the version of I've Just Seen a Face is actually in Rubber Soul, the American version, whereas in England,
I love that song.
Yeah, well, I know you do. You play it. I know. I heard you sing it. But in England, that song, I've Just Seen a Face, came from the Help album, from the movie Help. So anyway, just a couple of things. But getting back to the point, you picked a couple of very good albums to get influenced, you know.
You know,
Rubber Soul and Revolver,
they're great albums. Thanks a lot, Silvio. Thanks a lot. But by those times and always in my life, I never got. I always loved from any band, not only the Beatles, the main most popular songs and the number one hits. But I also was very curious, and I used to get into the album, inside the album, and get the other songs that nobody paid too much attention. And then I discovered the Norwegian Wood. In fact, we recorded that, and I was very, very impressed because that was the first time that the sitar came into, or one of the first times that the sitar came to West, to the West, because the Beatles introduced them through Ravi Shankar and George Harrison. And before that, I didn't know any other band that played sitar, and they gave a kind of mystic sound. I love that.
Right.
And we played in I made a version of it. I mean, I think that everyone is influenced by the Beatles.
I just wanted to say one quick thing about the sitar. You're exactly right. It was Ravi Shankar who influenced the Beatles. The first, and you're not going to believe this because a lot of people don't know this, but the very first number one song in the United States, and maybe in England as well, I don't know, but in the United States, the first number one song that used a sitar was actually the Rolling Stones' "Paint It Black." That was the first time that the sitar was released.
I remember that. Yeah. Brian Jones.
Yes.
Brian Jones.
That's right. Brian Jones. And actually, even though the Beatles had Norwegian Wood, it was technically the Stones that had the number one song. But you're exactly right. Those are great albums. I'll tell you one more album from that time frame that I absolutely love. I mean, I just love it. Just absolutely love. And that's an album by the Beach Boys called Pet Sounds, included songs like Wouldn't It Be Nice and God Only Knows. I think those songs
are really
important.
West Coast of America, they were a very, very great, good band and family band.
That's right. You're exactly right. And the Beach Boys were one of them. Well, let me. I also have a quick question for you about your musical influences. And by the way, I mentioned to you earlier that we were going to be. Can you stay with me more than 20 minutes tonight? Because I have quite a few questions and I want to make sure we get to them. So can you stay with me a little bit longer than 20 minutes? Okay, great.
I'm delighted.
You got time.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Yeah, you're not doing a show tonight, so you can dedicate your time to me.
No.
All right. Were you influenced at all when you were growing up? Were you influenced at all by classical music? Did you have any interest in classical music? I bring that up because many pop singers, particularly pianists, for example, Neil Sedaka, was influenced by classical music. Were you influenced at all by any classical music or any, let's say, great guitarists, like the Spanish guitarists?
You know, you know how it's like when you are young, you get all kind of influences, and sometimes you don't understand or you don't realize how did they came to your head or to your soul. But I remember myself listening all the time to one of the greatest music I believe we have here in the world, classical, that is El Bolero de Ravel, by Ravel. And I used to hear that a lot, and I used to love it, and I still love it. And I remember that sound, kind of French mixed with Moro, if you like. And that sound that comes growing and growing and growing till the end. And I thought that was a piece of, you know, some piece. And yes, I love that. Perhaps, you know, my mother used to she used to sing it, or perhaps they put it on a record. But I used to love that, and I catch up that in me at least. So yes, I was.
And now let me ask you another question. Were you influenced at all by tango? Tango, of course, is very popular in your country of Uruguay. Were you influenced at all by the sounds of tango? Because I think some of the arrangements of tango are absolutely phenomenal. Were you interested at all by that?
Phenomenal. Yes. Well, basically, what happened, I think, to all of us here in River Plate, like Buenos Aires, Argentina, or Montevideo, Uruguay, and River Plate, we are all influenced by that. Especially, we feel that in our hearts and souls, because by the lyrics, by the lyrics, by the music, by the story of the world, the story of love, the story of things like that. And that's us, you know, somehow. That's us. Barbecues, tango, mate. And yes, we are influenced, really. We everyone knows how to sing and how to sing a song, a tango. And it gets into our heart. So yes, it's true. I also was influenced by that. But basically, very young in my life, I had to travel, and I lived in Europe, and I lived in London for a long time. So my influences, basically, I follow the sound and the that I liked it. That was the one of the Beatles, and then on all the other bands that came after, and then the 70s and late 70s, and then early 80s, and then I lost contact with River Plate in that sense, but when I came back to Uruguay again, I realized that I had my heart, my soul, and every time I hear a tango in London or in Europe, something happened to me very strong, you know. I think I'm a man I have many things in my heart in terms of music, like River Plate music, like tango, folklore, tango, and also I live and I feel in my heart whatever, you know, UK music or American music or any type of music. Very deeply. I feel the music very deeply, like Indian music. I mean, whatever you call it, Cat Stevens, whatever. I feel them, like Van Morrison, whatever. I travel along with the music, with many music musicians. In fact, one of the greatest that I love in America, there is a lot, like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and all of them. Folk, or I don't know. Is Paul Simon. Paul Simon is a reference to me.
Oh yes, right. No, he's a wonderful songwriter, wonderful musician. Of course, the Simon of Simon and Garfunkel. Let me take a little break, Carlos. Let me take a little break, Juanjo, and we'll be right back with you in just a second. We're going to take a little break. We're going to hear from my friend Carlos Guedes, and then we'll be right back.
This is Carlos Quedes, Harpist, and I would like to see you guys this Saturday night at Nola Brasserie Authentic Cajun and Creole Restaurant, located at 1201 Main Street, downtown Dallas. I'll be performing instrumental high-energy jazz at 7:30 until midnight. So make your reservation today at 469-872-1820.
I tell you, we have seen this show. I mean, we went to see the show, I think the first week or second week that Carlos Quedes was playing there. Carlos Quedes is from Venezuela, as many of you know. And we went to see that show, and it's an absolutely great show. The food is great. The food is at Nola is from Louisiana, which is a very unique cuisine here in the United States, very different than, let's say, Texas or other places. And Carlos, of course, puts on what a fantastic show at Nola. So if you're in the Dallas area on Saturday night, you got to check out my friend Carlos. He's just absolutely great. Let's get back to our conversation with Juanjo Casal, who is my good friend from Uruguay. We're talking a little bit about the influences and the music that turned him into a musician. Let's talk a little bit now about the band itself. If you could tell us about your band and if you could just take a minute and tell me what it must have been like to play before Jethro Tull. I think you said you did that in the 1970s. That had to be a treat for you, wasn't it?
No, yes, it was. But no, it wasn't a trick for me. We were we opened the act of our tour of Jethro Tull and when they came down in their world tour in Uruguay, or they went by the Uruguay, they chose us to do the opening act, and we did that. That was
That's wonderful. Must have been great.
Yeah,
must have been great I love that song. I love that song, Living in the Past. You know, with the flute.
Yeah,
I love that song so much. It's just a great song. Now tell me about your band. I'm always fascinated to hear about a band where you have the family, some of your family members are in the band. So tell me about the band. Who is in the band?
Well, in the band we have, this is a family band, like many others that you know. Like, you know, we were talking about the Beach Boys, the Jackson, there is a lot. And in UK and other places too, you know. Well, we are a family band. Here in Uruguay, there is a lot of family bands. You know, Los Fatoruso, Los Ibarburu, Los Romano, Los Deus. There is a lot of family bands and more that I'm forgetting now. I have two sons. One is the drummer. The other one is the guitar player, the lead guitar player. And they are incredible the way they play now. And then there is some friend of mine's that we made the band when the band started. The one is the fellow that play winds, you know, flute and sax. And then I have another one that is one of the most you know, bass and double bass players that we have here in the region, in Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil, and perhaps South America. That is Popo Romano. And that's the way the band. We are five, and that's the one we are. Those are the one we are. You know, making music and doing this with the Casal.
And who does the vocals? Who does the vocals? I know you sing, but do the other family members and your other members sing as well?
Yeah, the guitar player, he also sings too. You know, and I arrange the voices and I arrange the music. And we choose the repertoire and things like that, but basically we don't have we sing now and then things that we love, but basically we also do instrumental music a lot.
Now let me ask you a question about the market for your music. Like, what countries do you know that you are selling in, or at least penetrating? I assume Argentina, but are there other countries?
Oh, yeah. Well, you mean the band, if the band is playing around the area or something like that?
No, no. What I mean is, obviously your band is popular in Montevideo in Uruguay, but you know, do you have followers in other countries, like I assume Argentina, because
yes,
of the
proximity? Yes, we do.
Let's say other countries,
Chile.
Right?
Yeah, we do in Santiago de Chile, in Asunción, and also in Buenos Aires and in Montevideo.
Okay.
Because we had the chance to go and play there, and also a record of us was released in Buenos Aires, and obviously that there is some people that knows us, but we are not like how can I say the super popular band. We are a band that, you know, for I don't know how to say, these bands that they made a hit and they become massive. Like, this is not our case. We are a band that we try to do good the music we like. We don't follow hits. We just do what is we are using a different concept. Like,
okay,
you know,
so
we
if
play
you
what
were,
we like.
If,
we compose,
sure.
but we do have fans. Yes, I mean,
right.
People that follows the bands and goes to concerts, and it's very nice.
Right. Now let me ask you, if you were, let's say you were describing your music to someone who has never heard you before. I mean, like if you were describing the kind of music that you do, how would you describe the music? How would you describe the band or the sound? What makes your band unique, if I could put it that way? How would you describe your sound?
First of all, I think it's a mix of influences of every one of the band. But I would say that for some people, we could be, let's say, humbly, like kind of Jethro Tull of Uruguay, because we have a flute fellow, you know, and not every band has a flute. The typical bands are with other instruments, like. But I think that we are a fusion band. We fusionize blues, jazz, pop, folk, Celtic music, rock, you know. And then it's a world music band, we fusionize music. And, it could be pop, could be rock, but fusion. We do a lot of fusion, spirit climate.
Mm-hmm. And how many albums, Juanjo, have you recorded? I know you have one called Los Emigrantes. I'm sure you have. How many albums have you recorded altogether?
Well, we had our first one, Fusión Celta. Then the second one was Emigrantes, that was nominated to Graffitis. That is an award here. Then we had Magia Celta. Then we have Los Casal 10 Años, and another record, that's 5. And this one now, the Acoustic Sessions, that is the one that we just made in April this year. You know, so we have about 5 or 6.
Right.
That's
now, what?
Years.
No, right. That's remarkable. I mean, to have that many recordings. And if you were, let's say, I know you play the bass, and I want to ask you this question: Who's your favorite bass player?
I really play guitar.
Okay.
I really play guitar, but now we are two people that can, you know, drive the bass lines of great, and like Bobo Romano is really a bass player, a very good one. And then sometimes he wants to play the guitar or other, you know, and I love the bass, so we swap and that's it. And we make music. It doesn't matter. We all play all, you know. Juancho, the drummer, plays piano. We all play all, you know. It's incredible.
Right. You're very versatility. That's a good thing. Versatility. Yeah. Let me ask you another question. You're like jack of all trades, as they say in Texas. Your favorite jack of all trades? It's an expression here in Texas when. When somebody can do more than one thing, they're called jack of all trades.
Yeah, that's okay.
It just means you can do a lot. You can do a lot of things. Let me ask you a question about your songwriting. Who is your favorite songwriter? I know you mentioned the Beatles, but if you had to pick some of your favorite songwriters,
it's very difficult,
Silvio,
for a man of, you know, for a grown man like me to say who is my favorite songwriter when there is so. I love thousands of or hundreds. I would say, I could go to, you know, many. Yes, you know, I love Yes. I love Pink Floyd. I love a lot of people here in Uruguay and Argentina. It's very difficult to say one. You know, it's like music is. I mean, there is amazing artists since the 50s, or since always up to now. It's very difficult to say. I like Cobain. I like everyone. I like the Pretenders with Chrissie Hynde. I like everyone. But if I have to say one that really reaches me, I think the outstanding tandem composers of the 20th century is Lennon and McCartney.
Right. No, I agree with you there.
I love as a songwriter, I love Paul Simon. By the way he plays and by the way the lyrics he has and also the heart that he put on it, and you know, the way that he combined the sounds with the lyrics, the sensitivity reaches me a lot. Okay.
I agree with you. I think Paul Simon is absolutely wonderful. I actually I liked him a lot more with Garfunkel, but when he went on his own, he did some good songs like
you know,
Me
it's
and
like
Julio.
It's like hearing a poem.
Yeah, but I mean, like one of my favorite songs by Simon and Garfunkel, a composition of Paul Simon, is The Dangly Conversation, which is a fantastic.
It's a fantastic song.
Yeah. It's a fantastic song,
and
I just absolutely love that. And then once he went solo, he wrote a song called Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, and that was pretty good. I will tell you like different people. With me, it depends a great deal what mood you're in, you know, because if you're, for example, if I'm in a Texas mood, then I like Texas music because we have such an amazing amount of music in Texas. I don't think people understand how important Texas is.
You know,
I like
Norah Jones
music.
From there, and I like Stevie Ray Vaughan. I like Norah Jones and all them, you know, and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Dolly Parton. You have a lot there.
Yes, and of course, the number one Texan when it comes to music. Certainly, he had over 60 number one songs. Can you believe that? 60 number one songs. And I'm talking about, how can I forget his name? He had over, it'll come to me in a minute, but I just can't think of his name right now. I had a brain drought.
Don't worry. You know what I'm amazed about, like we were talking about Paul Simon and another artist, like when they were very young, how can they possibly write songs and music of that quality at that age? That's what it most amazed me, you know?
Right. The songwriter is George Strait. George Strait. How can I forget George Strait? I mean, I'm sorry to all his fans out there. I just had a brain drop. I mean, just like for a minute here, I couldn't think of his name.
It happens to me
George
all the time.
Strait.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. But he would be my favorite, my favorite Texan. I am also a very big fan of what they used to call doo-wop music, which was a music that was very popular. Before I was paying attention to music, but I've come to love it over the years. Doo-wop is absolutely a great song, great style of music. It was very vocalized, and the harmonies were absolutely great. It's like with the Bee Gees. I like their harmonies as well. They're three-part harmonies.
The Bee Gees are amazing, and the lyrics and the things.
Yes.
One of the records I liked the most was remember when they made Odessa?
Odessa, the album.
Something of the Black
yes.
Sea. I love that.
That's right.
And
right.
and all the music from Melody come from there. I think that's a masterpiece
right.
of art.
Yes, Odessa is an album. The song Odessa is about a man who gets lost in the sea. And it's incredible how similar it is to the Titanic, but it's a different arrangement, of course.
Everything that can move your soul, your heart, they can make you travel, they can make you be there. That's what really
right.
gets to me, you know.
That's right.
Why I'm into Pink Floyd, I'm into Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, I'm into that type of records of the Bee Gees, and I don't know, this sensibility or something like that. And
no,
that's
I agree.
What
I agree
do
with you.
The music I do. Paul Simon
I agree with
is another one like we were talking before.
Right,
and,
I agree
but I'm
with
very
you.
Happy.
Now,
you know, I never thought that I would, make my dream come through. Like because I heard
right.
them when I was young, and nowadays I'm living and doing this. You know, I'm very
that's
very
right.
thankful.
No. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. That's another song by Paul Simon. That's another one
yeah.
that I like. I like a lot. Let's wrap it up, and I want you to take a minute and talk about this concert that you have coming up. This is an anniversary concert, as I understand. So take a minute and tell us about that concert and what it is that, you know, what is this concert about? Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it, but one of these days I'll get down there and see one of your concerts.
I hope
tell
we
us
can
about,
make it, or we have
yeah.
to make it over there.
That's
look,
right.
No,
we bring
the concert
you the dollar.
Yeah, I would love to. Look, the thing is, we are this year we are making 15 years. The band has 15 years, you know. So we are doing kind of a little like birthday for the 15 years, and then we recorded a record just recently in April. Then in the middle of the year, in June, we're going to be to El Sodre. That is a very, very serious and important place to play and to give a concert in which I'm going to invite the original members of the band plus the ones that some of them, they're still originals, but I don't know, others that we have now. And we're going to give a lovely concert like for celebrating our 15 years in El Sodre. And I hope everyone comes. It's very important for us. I'm with my kids, and we're still together. That's very, very important, very nice. And so we'll be celebrating there with Irish dance and Scottish dance and choir, and, you know, and also a choir that the name is Otro Cantar. And also we're going to be playing with Popo Romano in bass and in guitar. Well, Juancho Martin in guitar and drums, and Daniel Canegas in winds, myself. It's going to be really a good, a nice celebration in a very important place here in Uruguay. You know,
great.
Perhaps
well,
the best one, perhaps the most important one.
Well, I'm gonna wish you the very best. I'm gonna wish you the very best luck and the best of luck and. As I say, I'm not going to be able to make it, but one of these days we'll get together. Either we got to get you up to Dallas.
Yes.
You know what? If you come to Texas, and you travel inside Texas, I think you're going to feel like you're in Uruguay because it's from the pictures that I've seen that you have a lot of ranches right in Uruguay. You have a lot of ranches.
Yeah,
right? And
I know you've been there, but
you
can imagine, you know, barbecues and
yes,
all that kind of stuff all the time.
That's right. All the cows and all the bulls and all of that and all the horses. And sometimes I've seen pictures of Uruguay, the interior, not Montevideo, but the interior
yes.
Is very much like that, just like it is in Texas. And we like to cook beef also, you know, just like you do, barbecue.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
We like to do
that.
All of that. Yeah, so anyway.
I would love to go. We would love to go there.
I think you would feel at home if you came to, and if you
yeah.
come here and we can take you to a little town called Vernon, Texas, which is where Roy Orbison was born. And Vernon,
oh,
Texas,
yeah.
That's where Roy Orbison was born. That's also where he's buried. And then we take you to Lubbock, where Buddy Holly was born and where Buddy Holly
wow.
is also buried. So there's a
wow.
lot of music history here in Texas.
That's a lot of music history. Yes.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of music history here in Texas, and I think you would enjoy it a great deal. Well, first of all, let me thank you for your time. I really want to thank you for your time, and I want to wish you the very best, and I want to say hello to all your fans. I want to thank you, all your fans, and all of them can hear the show by the link that I sent to you. So if you want to share it with your family, hello to all your audition of your great show.
Thanks a lot, and I'm the one that I'm thanking you, you know, too, because this interview and this show, to be part of the show, and thanks a lot, you know, for calling me down here, down to South America, and you are welcome when you want to come, you know, here to River Plate, you know, it's a lovely place.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful evening. And we need to do this again. Maybe when you celebrate your 20th anniversary, we'll do another show, and we'll do more. We'll do more shows. So thank you for your time. And do you want to take 30 seconds and say hello to your fans? You want to do that? Say hello to all your fans. Go ahead and do that.
All right. I have to say it in Spanish, perhaps.
Go ahead.
In English. Okay. Bueno. Aprovecho esta oportunidad, mi amigo Silvio, que me llama de Texas, y un divino, la verdad, para saludar a todos los que nos quieren y a los que nos siguen desde hace años, estos 15 años, y que, bueno, probablemente nos vayan a ir a ver al Sodre, a mandarles un saludazo acá a todos los Casal, y bueno, lindísimo estar haciendo esto gracias a ustedes, porque solos no podemos, y lindísimo poder hacer esto y estar tan contentos con el tema de la música, así que les mando un abrazote enorme. And for all the ones in Texas and your show, big hug to all of you too. This is a great show that Silvio has. And best regards from Uruguay, also, you know, cattle land. And I hope you can hear our music and enjoy our music too.
You know what they say, there are vacas in Uruguay and there are vacas in Texas. So we have vacas and toros in Uruguay and vacas and toros in Texas. So we have something in common. I do want to say one quick thing to all your fans and all of your friends in Uruguay. I love to hear a person from Uruguay speak. You sound a lot like Argentina, don't you? I mean, it's very similar, isn't it?
It's really nice. Yes, we have a very,
But am I supposed to say that you sound like somebody from Argentina? Is that okay to say that?
Yes, because we speak just as well, you know, Argentinians and Uruguayans, we speak like that, you know. We are the worst speakers of Spanish in all the world, you know. It's like Australians and England.
Accent
is completely bad. But it's nice, yes. I like it. It's very particular, and there is a saying that says that when you go away to some place to live, or you leave your place, leaving your place is to die a little bit. You know, that happened to me when I went to live in London, and I thought I die a little bit because I love the River Plate. I love River Plate. Lands.
Yes, I can see why.
And when I left England and I come back down here to River Plate, I also die a little bit because I left England, the UK islands, you know, and I love them too.
Right. Well, so, when you come to Texas, you'll really love Texas. I'll tell you that right now. You're gonna love Texas when you come here. You're gonna love Texas when you come to Texas. You're going to love all the Texas, the boots, the hats, the music, everything about Texas.
Right.
You're going to love a great deal. But thank you very much.
I'm going to take this idea of going to Texas very seriously. I'm going to take it very seriously. I promise.
Well, we will work on that. I'll help you with that and see how we can arrange it. But you never know. You have to dream. That's the way it works. You have to look in the future and dream, and you never know. Maybe I'll I'll be seeing you here in Dallas, Texas very soon. I hope so. I hope so.
Maybe.
I think
maybe sooner than we think. Maybe sooner than
I don't know.
Maybe
I
sooner,
hope
sooner,
so.
Sooner
I hope
than
so.
We think, we can make a couple of gigs and I give a concert, and maybe sooner than we think, you know.
Well, here's the thing. If you come to Texas, you got to promise me you're going to hear, you're going to pick up a couple of country songs. Because you've got to play country music if you come to Texas.
No problem.
Yeah. But, you know, got to play a couple of country songs, and I'll give you some ideas. But if you come to Texas, you got to play some country music. Juanjo, thank you so much, and good night to you. It was delighted to talk to you, and my best to you, and my best to everybody listening. And good night, and again, congratulations on all your success, and keep
thank
it up.
You.
All
thank
right,
you,
thank
Silvio.
You so much. Thank you so much. Juanjo Casal, my good friend down in Uruguay. And, of course, they're going to be doing an anniversary coming up here very soon. And we wish everybody, we wish him and his family a lot of success. I have a link to his website on the show information, so you can see the YouTube as well as the website. His music is available in lots of different places. I found his music today in Amazon. I was just looking for one of his songs, and I found it in Amazon. So he's obviously well-established, and his music is available in lots of different places. So we wish him the very best with the anniversary concert and everything happening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas saying goodbye. We'll talk to you later. Good night from Texas.